the Karma Koala Mini Bike Time, and we're speaking to Rod Kite of Kite Law. We're covering a number of topics around hemp, and we spoke in our last number one about the Mary Miller Amendment. Now I've got a simple question for you, Rod. Why do legislators hate hemp-derived cannabinoids?
Why do legislators hate hemp-derived cannabinoids? I think that's a great question. And, you know, to be clear, quite a number of legislators at the federal level and throughout the states actually really do like hemp cannabinoids and support the hemp industry. And I just want to shout out to those legislators that do like it. You know, we had in my home state of North Carolina, we just had a phenomenal hemp bill that had a lot of momentum, and it got killed for reasons that are beyond this 5-minute bite, but it had nothing to do with hemp. So we do have legislators that like it. But to your point, Sean, there are plenty of legislators that don't like it. And I think they fall into one of three camps. Camp one is just cannabis prohibitionists, people that don't like any form of cannabis and cannabinoids, period, and don't want people to ingest or use them. And those have been around forever and will always be around, presumably, but hopefully in small numbers. The second camp is those that just simply don't understand. And frankly, you know, the cannabinoids and cannabis law and cannabis science and the breakdown between marijuana and hemp, it can get pretty complex pretty easily. And legislators are flooded with all sorts of issues that they have to address and constituents who want things done. And they simply don't have the time or the capacity or the interest in delving into it. And they just don't understand. And all they hear are headlines about, you know, Delta 8 hurting people or whatnot. And then the final group is the group that is actively lobbied and takes lobbying money from what I call big corporate marijuana, which mostly consists of multi-state operators, MSOs, that are very, very heavily pushing a vertically integrated, no home grow, limited license and dispensary only model, because that's what suits their needs, you know, from a financial standpoint. And not the needs of the industry or small businesses or the consumers, but they do have a lot of money and are very well organized, and they do very extensive lobbying campaigns. So again, just to summarize, I think it's a few different camps why legislators seem to not like hemp cannabinoids, but we're doing our best to educate them and to change.
I was about to say, education is the key, as always, with anything to do with cannabis and hemp, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. There's a lot of education to be had. And I think a lot of people in the industry, since it's all we live and breathe every day, sort of assume that everyone understands. And what most people, and that includes lawmakers, understand maybe, you know, 1% of 1% of it, really. So education is key.
Off the top of your head, if you wanted to say three states which are really positive towards hemp in the form of human consumption, who would you rattle off straight away?
Sure. North Carolina, Texas, and Tennessee. Just due to historic reasons, the Southeast has been more friendly towards hemp, and the sort of Northeast and the West has been less friendly to hemp. And so I would probably stage it in that order, actually. North Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, you know, following closely behind might be West Virginia, and there are a handful of others.
Rod, thank you very much for giving a little bit of insight into why we legislators aren't so keen on hemp and how we can hopefully persuade them to be a little bit keener.